go to the Pro Bowl. And they said, no, 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 I can't get in because I'm not vaccinated. I said, that can't be, because this is an NFL game, not a Raiders game. The Raiders are free to do what they do. The Baltimore Ravens are free to do what they do. And then I come to find out from my friend, gentleman Jim Dallas, that is exactly the truth, that they are going to not let people who are not vaccinated in. Is that right?
Yeah, this is from a gentleman by the name of Matthew Shapiro. He's the vice president of event strategy for the NFL. And they said, well, it was successful for the Raiders. The model that the Raiders used during this first season, where fans could actually attend the games, except if you're one of those kind of people, what you have to show proof of a vaccination through what they call the Clear Health Pass. It's a smartphone app. So if you want to gain entry, you have to have that Clear Health Pass on your smartphone, and you have to show your proof of vaccination, just like it was a Raiders game.
Wow.
Big disappointment for, 35-40% of Americans. Like that.
And by the way, in the interest of full disclosure, we're not trying to pull the wool over anybody's eyes. I am fully vaccinated with a booster. Thank you very much. And my friend and colleague, gentleman Jim, is not vaccinated.
Yeah, I feel fine. Without the vaccine.
No symptoms, no asymptomatic days.
Nope, not really. I mean, I had some sniffles. I don't know what it was. I didn't get a test. I didn't feel bad. I keep to myself here in the studio. So, not a problem. And life goes on. I'm ready to join the human race again.
Well, I can't wait to see what they do crowd-wise. And if there will be a 10%, 12%, 15% drop-off because they've imposed these draconian policies. I think it absolutely sucks, personally.
It really does. Again, I don't know how many people are vaccinated. I know it's not 70% of Americans. It's probably not 65%. It's probably closer to maybe 55%. That's pretty much where we are in Nevada. Now, if you don't have a clear pass, there is a different way that you can go about it. They do have some tents that are going to be in operation from 9 a.m. until 5 p.m. on Saturday. That's one day before the event. And then on game day Sunday, this coming Sunday, they're going to have those same tents around 8 a.m. And, of course, the Pro Bowl is slated to begin at noon our time on Sunday, with the doors opening to the stadium at 9 a.m. So you get in there. If you're vaccinated, there is a way to get in. But, if you're one of those discriminated Americans like a lot of us, you can't go.
Wow. More from gentleman Jim Dallas throughout the week, getting ready not only for the Pro Bowl, but also Super Bowl 56. There are a lot of stories coming out that we'll be talking about in the days and weeks to come, including that lawsuit by Brian Flores against the NFL and three franchises. This could be devastating to the National Football League as they fully embrace Black Lives Matter and all kinds of things, supporting players that go to a knee and all of that stuff. And then to have this happen, the term plantation, that it's being run like a plantation by Brian Flores, that's some tough stuff. That is really tough stuff. We'll be talking about that as well. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
Well, at 2:31, as we check our traffic cams right now, a lot of congestion on the Beltway all of a sudden there on the 215 eastbound at Valley Verde, westbound at Eastern. We're also seeing some slow flows into the downtown area on US 95. once you get past Valley View. Heavy volumes on the 15 right now, southbound at Flamingo. And do watch for a stranded 18-wheeler. It's there on the right shoulder. There's another vehicle. Maybe they'll get that moved here pretty soon. But that's 15 northbound at Hacienda. And do remember the lane restrictions on the 515. That's both directions between Main Street and Eastern Avenue. Do expect major delays through that neighborhood.
Pro Insurance Solutions presents this Sports Flash powered by the Score app from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauly. UNLV basketball picking up the win yesterday over Nevada, 69-58. UNLV goes to 13-9, 5-4 in league play, while UNR drops to 9-10, 3-5 in the conference. UNLV led by Jordan McCabe, 16 points, 3 rebounds, and 4 assists. They are set to get back at it this upcoming Saturday when they are going to match up against Utah State on the road. Other Mountain West basketball from yesterday, Utah State, they get the win over Air Force, 73-46, and Fresno State wins at San Jose State, 73-43. Download the Score app today. Lightning fast sports alerts so you never miss a thing. It's why the Score app is one of North America's most popular sports apps. This Sports Flash is brought to you by Pro Insurance Solutions. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly, AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio done right.
Cutting the price of your wireless bill feels good. Really good. So good, you gotta try it. With Straight Talk, you can get our Silver Unlimited plan for just $45 a month. Now with unlimited high-speed data, plus 5 gigabytes hotspot data, and no contract, with nationwide 5G on America's best networks. Why pay a whole lot for your data when you can get unlimited for a whole lot less? Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. 5G-capable device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
Exergen would like you to know about an important new study by the FDA. It confirms what the medical community has always known. Non-contact thermometers are not accurate, and they fail to meet FDA requirements for accuracy in labeling. With new strains of COVID on the rise, we can't afford to tolerate rampant false temperature readings from non-contact thermometers. Accurate temperature measurements are essential. You need Exergen thermometers because they are accurate and backed by over 100 clinical studies. Be sure. Be accurate with Exergen. Learn more at Exergen.com.
This is John Kovacs, conservative Republican candidate for Congress in Nevada's 3rd Congressional District. I'm running for Congress because our country, teetering on the brink under Democratic Party rule, which has only become more apparent since Joe Biden's ascension to the White House. From his killing of the Keystone XL pipeline, to his abandonment of our southern border, and blundered pullout from Afghanistan, the Biden administration has been an unmitigated disaster from the beginning. Now we become aware of his intent to award $450,000 to illegal immigrants. As our food prices are skyrocketing, gas prices are soaring, and unemployment in Las Vegas leads the nation. All the while, our congressional leaders stand by idly and do nothing. That's why I'm asking for your vote, so you can send me to Washington to fix this mess. Go to my website, KovacsForCongress.com, to join our movement and support the cause. Please support me as I fight for you. Paid for by John Kovacs for Congress.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
$100 million people are under severe weather alerts. If you have a family back east or in the Midwest, in Chicago, in Kansas City, in St. Louis, they're going to get 8 to 10 inches of snow. If you have friends and family back there, why don't you give them a call? Make sure they're okay. I had a chance to visit earlier with a good friend of this program over the course of the years. Mayor John Lee of North Las Vegas. He is in the midst of a nine-candidate race, a primary, and it's going to be fascinating to see how this works. This is one of these deals where the path to victory may be 25%, 26%, 27%, might win this race. I asked Mayor John Lee, though, to tell us how the governor's race is going.
Yeah, I can. I think it's going very well. I've been traveling through all 17 counties, going to a lot of different club meetings, introducing myself to people. You know, as mayor of North Las Vegas, I stayed pretty much in my zone here and made sure I repaired North Las Vegas. So it's just getting out, name recognition, people finding out the things that I'm able to do as a leader and what my background has been. And I'm doing great. I'm very happy, and I'm looking forward to serving the state of Nevada at that level.
Let me ask you, this is the time of year when governors and mayors and presidents are doing State of the Union or State of the State or State of the Cities. I've been to one of your State of the Cities addresses. Thank you very much for the invite. And I got to ask you, give me your State of the City 3-minute speech. That you know, as far as how it's going for the city of North Las Vegas.
Well, Kevin, North Las Vegas, as everyone out there knows, unless they just moved here recently, was almost bankrupt 8 years ago. The bond rating had dropped to junk in the major three categories. We were probably 2 months away from losing our charter, and there would be no more North Las Vegas. And I grew up here. I could not let my community fail. So I jumped in here as mayor. And I told the state, and this is true, the state, I told them, I say this to you, if you've got $10 in your wallet, you've got 10 more dollars than the state of Nevada has right now. They could not have come here and fixed North Las Vegas. And the cities and the county thought about splitting up North Las Vegas down the center, but then they would have had to take all that debt, and they were praying that it wouldn't go under. So we just started doing conservative business things here. I hired some good people around me. We didn't raise fees. We didn't raise taxes. We just went to work like people work in the real world. We treated every decision like it was a business decision, and we worked for the residents of North Las Vegas. And now we're the strongest financial city in the state of Nevada. We have diversified our economy. We're not a bedroom community to anybody anymore. We are diversifying the residents' jobs in North Las Vegas, so they have more jobs than just tourism, gaming, and hospitality and construction. And we're a fantastically rebuilt city. Our bond ratings are all back up to A. We've saved so much money. I put $10 million more into the police department annually, and then with retirements and stuff, we've hired 200 more officers and people in the police department to serve our community. So we're doing fine, and I appreciate that question.
Well, and the thing that I look at is about every week there's something in the newspaper or on TV relative to development coming to North Las Vegas, whether it's connected to Apex or some of the other areas. Can you talk a little bit about this development where large corporations are seeking out North Las Vegas? Mm-hmm. It's not the other way around.
No, it used to be years ago, people chased cheap land. You know, they thought I could get land cheap over here in North Las Vegas and I'll come over cheaper than Henderson or something. But anymore, land has pretty much balanced itself out in this valley. So in order to win, you have to understand you're competing every day. I'm competing every day with Henderson, Las Vegas, Clark County, Boulder City, Mesquite. When these companies come here, they have to find something in North Las Vegas that attracts them more than just land. And it's actually what we do in service. You know, we have two speeds in North Las Vegas, Kevin, fast and faster. They follow me. I move that fast. The city moves that fast. And so we've got a lot of infrastructure that's been put within our community. We have a system here that you could come in here. If you hire somebody locally, we change this, and they're certified with the city. They've been through our certification process. You can come in and hire that company, and they can come over and in with a set of plans, and then 4 days later get a permit to start working. While we're getting subcontractors and contractors and developers working on the project, our plans checkers are going through the plans, but we allow them to go ahead and start moving dirt, cleaning off ground, start digging trenches, all the stuff that you need to do in construction, but you can't bury anything. And the people, our local people here, know our requirements, and they do a good job of it. So the most important thing to understand in construction and any business is the carrying cost. So if you're going to go buy land and you wait 6 or 9 months for the city or the county to give you a permit, you've lost interest on that money, and you've also lost interest if you're making interest payments on money you borrowed. So the competition in North Las Vegas is keen, and we're aggressive at it, and we serve our customers like they're our business partners.
I want to ask you about a couple of different initiatives that are maybe on the ballot in November, which I think would be a great thing. There is an organization called Education Freedom for Nevada PAC, headed up by Aaron Phillips, a friend of both of ours, and this would essentially fund. Things like ESAs and opportunity scholarships and things like that. Can you talk a little bit about this effort, this particular PAC effort, Education Freedom for Nevada PAC, and what they're trying to do? And am I to assume that you support their efforts?
That's a good question, Kevin. I heard about it yesterday live from a gentleman named Dave Gibbs, who is spearheading this, and Aaron with Power to Parents got up and actually spoke right behind it. I firmly believe that something has to change. Our school district is too big. It doesn't compete. It doesn't teach for 21st century jobs. The parents in North Las Vegas love their children as much as anybody else in this valley, and they want their children to succeed. And so this isn't the same school system, Kev, that I grew up with or my kids went to. It's a complete different animal now, and we're falling back way too far. And in North Las Vegas, my parents, like I say, demand that we give them options. So we put in more charter schools, more private schools, and more parochial schools in North Las Vegas in the 8 years I've been here than anywhere else. Now, this Education Freedom account really steps it up a little bit. West Virginia has actually done this, and it's working out great for them. The $7,000-plus dollars that go into an account per student, that money could be withdrawn, and it could be put into a parochial school or a private school, and the family would be able to move their child over there and get the same opportunity with a higher level of education than what they're getting right now. Some people want to call it a voucher account. I call it the Education Freedom account because it gives parents the opportunity to help their students achieve success in this world right now. So I'm all for it. I think it only makes sense. Years ago, I didn't think it, 20 years ago, it sounded a little bit different, but now it's a must. We have to offer the future of our state better education options.
There you have it. John Lee, the mayor of North Las Vegas, and one of nine people vying to unseat Steve Sisolak. We got to do that. We really honestly do. We can't take another 4 years of Steve Sisolak. That just will not work. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio, done right.
I'm Fred Simon, MD. By now it is obvious, COVID is not going to be permitted to go away. The vaccine is now largely ineffective because the virus has mutated. So big pharma and big government are going to require that we be subjected to an endless series of COVID injections. And through the collusion of big tech censorship, these lawless people are hiding the vaccine death and damage statistics. Our healthcare system is literally imploding. Nurses, doctors, and long-term workers are forced to leave their jobs rather than take a dangerous experimental cocktail. I'm Dr. Fred Simon, and I am the only person in this Nevada governor's race that has the background in medicine and business to strategically free us from the orchestrated COVID nightmare. I want what you want. Family safe, and an open road for doctors in our state to treat patients. Join me, Fred Simon, and learn more anytime at simonforgovnv.com.
Paid for by Simon for Nevada.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. A lot of lawyers promise a lot of things. No fee unless we win. The consults are free. Of course they offer that stuff. All lawyers do that. But will they promise not to take more money than you at the end of your case? No. When you call me, that answer's yes. I'll never take more money than you, and I put it in writing.
Call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell.
More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casale, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer Employee Benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employee's dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no-obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
She has her mother's eyes, button nose, and dependence to opioids. Every 15 minutes, a baby is born suffering from opioid withdrawal. But she doesn't have to. It's not too late for her, and it's not too late for you. Treatment is available for pregnant women struggling with opioid use, regardless of your ability to pay. Call 1-800-450-9530. Help is just a call away, 24/7. If you are pregnant and struggling with opioid use, call 1-800-450-9530 or visit cssnv.org for help. You are not alone. This message, funded by a grant through the Nevada Department of Health and Human Services, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
Learn more at She Can STEM, a message brought to you by the Ad Council.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekday afternoons, noon to 3, on AM 670, KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I always hate it when people come to you and say, what are you doing this weekend? And we get to about Wednesday or Thursday, and I still don't know. I know that there are a lot of people that end up saying, there's nothing to do, nothing to do this weekend. This is not one of those weekends. Gentleman Jim Dallas, you've been following both stories. It's going to be a great weekend. Sports-wise, here in Southern Nevada.
You can't go wrong, because we've got the it's All-Star Weekend here in Vegas. We've got the NHL All-Star Game on Saturday. That's going to be at noon at T-Mobile Arena. And on Sunday at Allegiant Stadium at noon, we've got the NFL Pro Bowl. So it's definitely All-Star Weekend, and some good news for Golden Knights fans. Left wing Jonathan Marchessault has been added to the NHL All-Star Weekend, and he'll get to be playing in his home arena along with his head coach, Pete DeBoer. Right wing Mark Stone is going to be there, and so will defenseman Alex Pietrangelo.
That's good.
So four representatives in the event. Of course, the Golden Knights, which, by the way, I did go. They allow free citizenry in Allegiant Stadium, or I should say at
T-Mobile.
Yeah. And
isn't that good?
I love it. I mean, I went to a game about a month ago and saw the game, and it was a lot of fun. They just put on a great show. I tell everybody, if you want to see a great show in Vegas, all you got to do is go to a hockey game. Because they really do it upright, in between, you know, with the with all of the pageantry and everything that goes on with the big knight that comes out and the and the light that shines down on him, and then the opponent, the so-called opponent, comes out, and then the knight raises his sword, and then the opponent falls. It's just a show. So
I'm just wondering if the NHL will take a page and use some of the wonderful stuff that the Golden Knights have created, and maybe do a longer pregame show. I mean, I think that'd be really cool for a national audience.
I think it would be, and of course, this is the place where it happens. And there's a lot of people that will ask me, well, you know, what's a good show to see in Vegas? And typically I'll say, well, you know, it's not for everybody, but Cirque du Soleil has a lot of different varieties. So if you really want to see the pomp and circumstance of a Las Vegas show, go to one of those. But I think I've kind of changed my mind after gone to 4 or 5 Golden Knights games over the years. And it's just a lot of fun, and the atmosphere is fantastic.
It's going to be a busy weekend down on the Strip. Going to be interesting. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Talking about the news of the day need not be toxic or boring. Hey, it's Rob Carson. Join me weeknights from 6 to 8 for a unique and fun look at politics and pop culture. It's the Rob Carson Show on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
Hi, this is Amy with New Hope Tax Defense. Have you received a letter from the IRS? You're embarrassed to tell your friends, ashamed to tell your spouse, so you ignore it, and then another letter arrives. You wonder if this will keep you from getting a new job, or will the IRS seize your home? There is hope. New Hope Tax Defense. Our dedicated tax professionals will be with you every step of the way. Once a comprehensive evaluation is complete, we will discuss your options with you. Recently, there have been reports of companies preying on taxpayers and demanding their fees up front, promising to eliminate their tax liability. Don't be a victim to these fly-by-night tax bills. Call New Hope Tax Defense at 702-483-0220 or visit newhopetaxdefense.com. That's newhopetaxdefense.com to schedule your free consultation. We aren't a call center. We have offices in Nevada and California and want to meet with you. There is hope. newhopetaxdefense.com. Call New Hope Tax Defense at 702-483-0220 or visit newhopetaxdefense.com.
We're tuning in now to a press conference where a spokesperson for New Mail Medical Center is answering questions from the media. Take a listen.
Yeah, many men have tried pills with no success, or they have had bad side effects. What makes New Mail any different?
Our treatments can work even when pills have failed. Next question.
What if someone is diabetic, has high blood pressure, or even had prostate surgery?
We've treated tens of thousands of patients just like that, and with great success. Next question.
And for men who don't have ED, can New Mail still help them be at their best?
New Mail offers low T treatments, peptide therapy, medically managed weight loss, even treatments for hair loss.
Call now at 702-919-0609 or visit online at numale.com. Call New Mail Medical Center at 702-919-0609. That's 702-919-0609. New Mail, the experts in men's sexual health.
It comes from Washington. Darkness spreading across America, devouring all in its path. Radical socialists are hell-bent on destroying everything we've worked for. Our communities, our values, the foundations of our entire country. But John Lee switched parties to stop them, joining the fight for conservative values just like Ronald Reagan and Donald J. Trump before him.
I will wipe out socialism in this state. We will not let that come. It will not be even considered in Nevada as long as I'm governor.
As a principled conservative, John Lee is a proud pro-life champion.
That little life is more valuable than anything.
As NRA Legislator of the Year, John Lee courageously defends our gun rights.
I will do everything in my power to see that we stay a pro-gun state.
And as governor, John Lee will stop the left's tyranny at our borders and keep Nevada's future bright. John Lee for governor. Paid for by the committee to elect John Lee.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I'm going to give the last word today to Marco Rubio, the senator from Florida. He was on Fox this morning.